Well, I...
About going into the jungle.
That was success and my principles. He said, they carried out demands, we would not accept Dr. Shack. We would not accept the demands placed on Dr. Shack and the pharmacist. Right.
He doesn't think that Mingle stick his neck out because of his own personal security.
He's afraid of his job, too. Mm-hmm.
And it's that, in regards to the case, he thought Judge Bishop was pretty honorable.
Makes the Judge Bishop a valuable thing to win. He thinks he'll win.
That he wouldn't be influenced by outside sources. He said he didn't know all the facts. He said Bishop, he didn't think, could have. He said that nothing, he said don't be alarmed because nothing concrete came out of the conversation because Mingo said he wasn't too involved and didn't know all the facts behind it. And, or at least he played like he didn't.
Yeah. This clock, where the fuck is this clock?
It's been on 6 hours.
It's been on 5 minutes to one, this goddamn clock. You got this motherfucking hair won't work. Don't look that, don't do that to me. What time is it? 5 minutes to one? They just, people keep on these clocks. Go ahead.
Every possibility that he knows what else can we do. Doesn't give Anne the feeling that Larry Larson could be accomplished. She found out there might be an independent investigation. And right now there's so many problems in Dino that they won't do as much for us because they don't want pressure from other elements that we were getting special favors.
They want pressure from other players?
From Indian elements that we're getting.
What pressure are they talking about? We got no trouble from the PPP, we got no trouble from the WPA. Who were they talking about? We'd get other pressure from other groups. That could only be the United States.
I thought she meant other elements within just generally in the country.
In the PNC?
Just in the whole country.
The country's not organized. That's lovely. That's a hell of a mess when you haven't got anybody in control. I hope that fucking PPP does something with it. Go ahead.
I'm not quite sure if I recall what she meant, but if it wasn't...
Somebody asked her the why Coleman, without making clear our code break, why Coleman did what he did today. If they got any feedback or any news about it. You understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He toppled over the desk, threw his papers out, and walked out of the parliament. That's the head of the opposition, Dr. Chetty Jagan.
And she said...
No, don't worry about that. They've rounded up a whole lot of black leaders in the United States. So that's... don't think you're any safer in the United States. You're sure as hell ain't safer. There ain't no goddamn jungle you can pave your way through and get lost in tomorrow. You understand, huh? You understand? When they come for you in the United States, there's no place you can go, even if you're Charles Diggs, or you're the Secretary of State of Pennsylvania, the black woman, the most prestigious. There's no place for you to go. The black general they arrested, what was it? 58 years of age, then fired him. Go ahead.
Anne thinks that the customer manager...
In USA, I'm talking about.
That the custody matter should be regarded as a no-compromise situation, that maybe to save them face, we could ask for a temporary license.
We'll take temporary license. We'll take anything. We'll take no license. They ain't going to tell me that he's going in town. I don't give a shit what they tell us.
Okay, I don't give a goddamn about that.
Just keep renewing temporary license, okay?
Oh, this is regarding marriage officers. Mingo said the first...
Somebody, you got a seat if you want it, Brother Sneed, back there, back to back. It's okay.
They were asking him why the marriage license hadn't come through, or the marriage officer.
Yeah, I was supposed to be appointed by the government to be a marriage officer. Why hasn't it come through?
He said that the person who makes the decisions on marriage officers. He didn't think it was a personal thing.
The regular guys out of the country, huh? Final passage on me being a governmental marriage officer. Go ahead. Are you hearing me?
He arranged an appointment for 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Arranged another appointment for 10 a.m.?
No, with the commissioner of police regarding the Bruce Oliver thing.
With the commissioner of police, in reference to what the Olivers are trying to do. Mm-hmm.
And they had a question about deleting part about mentioning Mario's name. And I told myself we should, you know, that Mario is a...
Don't tell the foreign minister of the world that's given this information. No, no.
Yeah.
Don't give names of those who appear to even be friends.
What's
that?
I didn't think so, but I told her adamantly I didn't.
Oh, shit. No, don't start no more shit. That would be my opinion. You can ask those people, but that's my opinion.
Here's a list of people who are gone right now from the country.
People are gone. Prime Minister Burmese's wife, Hoyt. Minister of Justice, Jack. Is he with him?
Yeah.
That's good. He's in the Soviet Union. Jack's in the Soviet Union. He's probably, they say he'll be the next Prime Minister. Steve Narain, that's the man who was out here too.
Yeah, he was out here.
Mr. Bush, was he? He's in the Soviet Union?
Yeah. And the other two are not, but they're gone.
Hope is not with the delegation, but gone.
He's in Canada.
Corbyn has been friendly. He's in Canada, too.
But he's on business, not on vacation.
On business. What about the meeting with Russia today?
Okay, she's got more of it there. I can just tell you.
What do you think about the Estonian? I don't know if we can do that, but there will be four more.
When are they coming? Are they coming on a boat? Cuba said it's interesting that nothing's happened, that there's not a revolution yet. Okay. You think they will?
Mm-hmm.
What's going to come out of the USSR? What the Cubans think of Russia? Some questions now, if you can ask them these same questions. What should we think that Arnold will do? We got a probe, get in there with you. Probe here. Another few minutes, another 30 minutes or so. Shift, please. Well, there's many things going to show that. Does that mean that Oscar's going to run close to Rex? Does that mean that? Or does it mean that Oscar is going to get help from Rex but with no strings attached? Does it mean that Oscar will be moving towards Nettie? How does Oscar relate to Nettie? And how will they see her relating to Nettie? How do they see Oscar relating to Eleanor? Do they see any protection in Umbrella? Where do they see us in reference to all this shit? Talk about Russia, USA, and Cuba. Oh, go ahead.
She's got a thing on the Soviet stuff.
Come on.
You're not going to be able to come this weekend. The reporter might be able to come tomorrow, but most likely he will be able to come. Express concern about resentment from the States. It might be used against us.
Mm-hmm.
He said...
Okay. Soviet Union will look into implications that can be weakened by about nuclear war if we go out of here and Russia gives us cover. Unless they give the cover to everybody else who wanted to get out of this country if it went fascist. But they did not decline. They would look into it, but they can't do it within a matter of a few days. They cannot do it. That's in so many words. That's what they come up here now. They say the United States, if they come up here, this as they were coming up supposedly this week, if they come up, it will be used to of the United States to further destroy us. To try to destroy us. If the Russians come up, so they're not, one of them may come up. The U.S. Embassy has already approached them to see if they've been up here. Which is stupid. That's a stupid way to do it. Their intelligence must be pretty damn cheap to ask them. That's not the fucking way to do it. They must have very poor intelligence if they're asking. You kids, can't you come on, man? I'm older. I can understand some of you people, but I'll be goddamn if I understand some of you people who've been sleeping half the night. Now, come on, dude. Get to. Okay. Where are we at? Wake up, Noah.
Wake the neighbor up.
You haven't got enough people patrolling there going to sleep on you.
Okay, but what do you mean? What are they going to be?
Sure, we'll fall out of it if you don't watch out on that bench. Okay, what's the order of the procedure again? Some never voted, some of the 80 never voted, you never made a decision?
They're meeting next week.
Okay. Back here, please come around the front so I can see you. Hey, Gardner, what the hell are you doing sleeping there?
Get up front in the front, folks.
What's his capacity? He's going to sleep dead ass sleep like this. Nodding's one thing, but dead ass sleep. Who we coach somebody else out here to do for that? Huh? Well, it worked, got him on. What's got to save him? He's totally asleep. Come on, folks. Your name's Carl. What about the work? Roosevelt James, what about it?
He's been away from Roosevelt for the last 2 days.
Roosevelt, you're sitting back there. You heard your name.
Just yell it out, Roosevelt!
All right, come on. The foreign minister may be dying. Dropped here in helicopter. Isn't life wonderful? Man, he was very friendly. He's given us more information than anybody. He may be dying. Piss.
Yeah, his work was good all day, as long as he worked for me.
I see him walking around a lot.
I don't
see people walking around a lot. I don't see
him doing good work. I said he went to Lumberland different stuff because he could go by himself. He wasn't on the learning
team. What
about him? Any complaints, Vernetta?
Diane Marshall.
Shush. Where are you going to a goddamn flea circus?
No.
I ain't never seen nothing like this in my life. What's that?
Who's here?
He said he saw Kenny sleep. What happened to him?
He saw what happened
to Kenny. You know, it's a white night, and you shouldn't be going to sleep because you know what happened to Kenny. And Kenny could have been on the learning crew, and you could be too. So you need to stay awake, and everybody else in here. No, I wasn't.
It ain't pleasant. I know it's not pleasant, children. My God, somebody's got to fight this revolution. I didn't ask to for any considerations. I was young just like you, and I chose when I could have gone the easy way. If there is any easy way. A millionaire and gave it up. Looks to me like you kids try to stay awake and carry this revolution, because I'm long, long in the battle. It's hell to plan this whole place. Plan escape routes. Plan escape routes. Plan if we go to the Soviet Union. Plan if we all commit revolutionary suicide. Review it because people's minds change. I don't like to do this, but we have to do it. You'll sleep late tomorrow, you can be sure. We went several months without a goddamn white knight. It's just we are misfortune. You might you notice to not participate, not say a damn word. It's new, it hadn't involved themselves. You should be concerned about it. We're in a wartime emergency. Maybe innocent, may not have any meaning at all, but we need to find out where the hell people's heads are.
I don't see how you can go to sleep anyway. You almost brought the house down on us because on you sleeping on security. And the night is not security. The night is a white night. And how could you say
that? You ready to sleep on security once? The front gate.
When
we were being attacked. He gave us the wrong. You gave us the wrong codes. Yeah, you said on them. You get on learning. You gave us the wrong codes. It almost brought us to death, right. All of us. You gave us the wrong codes. If I hadn't used judgment, that'd have been the end of it. He told us Tim Stone was on the road. Gave us the code for that, and he'd have been shot away, blown away. We had just minutes, and that'd have been the end of it. Been the wrong person blown away. But I had the feeling it wasn't right.
Thank you, Dad.
You should never sleep. Of all people, you should never sleep. We're going to deal with you. You'll cool it. You brought us almost to death. I forget it. I don't hold it against you, but when you repeat the same pattern. What was I talking about when so rudely interrupted? Yeah, well, the foreign minister's dying, probably, yes, but unless something intervenes. Okay. Strong pressure in the United States, hanging over our heads. Strong pressure hanging over our heads. It's pretty goddamn strong when it goes clear up to the top. Division internally here. Uncertainty as to its future. We're asking more questions of the Russians now. This ungodly hour. Now, can you tell me?
Persons that didn't get up, you know, new persons that have been sitting here all the while this white night's been going on. There are a number of us been through this a number of times, but some of you that are new haven't gotten up to say anything and ought to be. I understand while I was out that some of the new persons got up and spoke. Some others of you didn't. Let your conscience be your guide. We'd like to know what's going on in your heads.
You know who you are.
We're talking to you.
Job then. They're not doing their goddamn job in there. That's the first question you'd ask.
What's this? What's that? What's this?
I was saying, Dad, I didn't hear John Harris make a statement tonight by a white man. He's new.
No,
because we've gone through the other situation, I assume that that wasn't... I gave a vow several months ago, over the radio, so that was the reason why I didn't make a statement.
That doesn't help us know what's in your head, what's going on in your head right now. I mean, you know, over the radio is something, but, you know, you're sitting in the midst of 999 other folks.
My vow still stands as it did several months ago. Otherwise, I would... I'm going to tell you, yes.
Just say it. Go ahead. Just say it.
I came down here to fight, and because I have a debt, I have had a debt for many years, and I still have a debt, and I intend to give my life to pay that debt.
Stay in there in council, because you're with one of the people in PC, so stay in there, get involved and agitate.
That's one thing that had me worried in terms of you're not involving in any interchange that was happening on the floor, John. And you know from way back when that you should be involved in that kind of stuff.
I thought I was.
Well, when you think, John, you don't know.
I don't recall you being in tonight. It's possible that I've not conceived or something. Okay, what is it? Got these lying people now. What are they going to... No, they've never said anything about it. Yes.
Well, I'm willing to fight.
We got some options before we go. We only get options to test the new people. The options are: the Soviet Union has implied that there could be a war over us. Well, that can give you to believe that the Soviet Union might not be so inclined to pull us out. I mean, worst come to worst, nuclear war is hell. Although they gave us assurances that that was certainly within the realm of possibility they could do it, but they couldn't do it quickly. They would not give up possibilities here. The jungle has opportunities. They gave that as an out, too. There are other opportunities and other things happening, but they were a little skittish about talking. It could range for Dr. Jagan, but Dr. Jagan didn't like to be interrupted in the morning, which don't make me feel very good in the wee hours of the morning. And they knew when we'd talked to him the last time, and he was very friendly, but evidently made some complaint about being talked to at that hour, which to me also bothers me. And I don't think no communist should be bothered when there's emergency. What hour they're interrupted, if they are communists. If there's any other communist leader except Jim Jones. Okay. You've got revolutionary suicide and a task force that goes out to get our enemies, take their potion, and we go, all of us go. Or we go into the jungle. We make some kind of a militant stand here demanding exodus. And you say, I've been through that. Yeah, have we? I doubt if some people ever been through it. They just sit here, and maybe after the third and fourth time, it comes through their mind. I gave you some options. Which of those options do you vote for, and what is your position about everything? Go ahead, dear. Quickly and get to the point. I made it very clear. Handicapped person should be given attention.
And this is the only place I could be come to, because the mistakes I have been there.
Well, that's fine, Joe. And I appreciate that. The mistakes you'd have been dead. Now, what are you going to do if you're here when you also could be dead?
I do really can't.
You guys have got to think. I just gave you some options. You got a good mind, even though you had your problems physically. You got a good mind. You'll do whatever. What? The Father tells us to do? Father, go and make the decision for 1,000 lives? Come on, I gave you some. I gave you all these options.
I'd die.
I don't want to dig through this goddamn pulling teeth shit. Now, there are all kinds of ways you can die. Do we die to immediately say shit on people and come to the end with the only communists left and commit a revolutionary act of suicide, delegating our people back to the States to do the finality, to do the final work? Do we go into the jungle and give them a run for their money with a lot of assholes that'll gripe before you get 18 feet inside the jungle? And some you'll have to take care of before you get very far, because they won't walk a damn link. And when they don't walk, we won't be able to burden. We won't embarrass. We certainly will take care of people who are handicapped, but we will not be able to carry every fucker and wait for every fucker that decides to come on their own speed. Do we go into that jungle, try to find tribes, and we can elude them for a while? It makes a certain historical precedent and can be the talk. We can carry a radio and use it for a while with battery charge. That all these things are going to have to be worked out. Doc Fitch, some of these people, electrical people, are going to have to get their mind ready for that kind of a portable operation, and then let them know. We may tell them before we go, but you better not. You better have your system already in there and put your antenna up where it can't be seen from air, and your cover for any path, even a bulldozer path, cannot be seen from air inside that jungle. And you can do that. You can ask for immediate asylum. Refuse to eat. Go on starvation diet. We have a starvation fast, as all the women of Nicaragua are doing right now, to get free from dictatorship and say they'll